Haber'den herkese merhaba, ben Özgür. Bildiğiniz gibi oyun dünyasının en popüler oyunlarından biri olan Pokemon Go geçtiğimiz aylarda Türkçe dil desteğine kavuştu. Bugün de Pokemon Go'nun yayıncısı olan Niantic'ten pazarlama müdürü Zoe Cheng bizlerle birlikte. Kendisine Pokemon Go'nun Türkiye'deki durumuyla ilgili, gelecekte neler görebileceğimizle ilgili bazı sorular yönelteceğiz. First of all, welcome to Turkey.
Merhaba.
Thank you. If you don't mind, I want to start my first question.
Of course.
Şu ana kadar Pokemon Go için Türkiye'de neler yapıldı? Hangi adımlar atıldı? Süreçte neler oldu? Kimlerle çalışıldı?
So, as you know, Pokemon Go first debuted in 2016. It was a huge cultural phenomenon and moment. And we're really excited that as of this week, we're going to be launching in Turkish for the Turkey market. So, in the years since 2016, we've done a lot for the game itself. We've added a lot of new features, which I think Turkish players are going to be very excited to discover or rediscover. Personally, I really hope that people explore things like doing raids and getting a buddy Pokemon. And in terms of what we've been doing in Turkey, leading up to this moment, for sure, localizing the game into Turkish has been a very big undertaking, but also at the same time, we've done a lot to improve the game board here in Turkey. I think something that is special and different about Pokemon Go is that this is a game played in the real world. So we've done a lot of work in the months before, starting from last year, to add a lot of Pokestops and locations here in Turkey. So I'm really excited for players to open up Pokemon Go here in Turkey and find that there's a lot of points of interest, a lot of Pokestops here near them, and maybe some that they haven't discovered before.
Pokemon Go bildiğiniz gibi ülkemizde 5 yıl sonra, resmi çıkışından 5 yıl sonra resmi olarak çıkış yaptı. Bu 5 yılın ardından Türkiye'ye neden bir yatırım yapma kararı aldınız?
Yeah, so something we do at Niantic and for Pokemon Go especially is we listen a lot to our player community. And so something that we've heard a lot is, of course, asking for the game to be available in Turkey, in Turkish, so that more players can enjoy it. So we've been spending kind of some time to get ready to bring this game to Turkey. We definitely want to offer our players a full and complete experience and continue getting their feedback to improve the product as we continue.
Niantic'in Pokemon Go için gelecekte ülkemiz için planları ne?
So Turkey and this launch is one of our biggest initiatives of the year. This is a very important new market to us. Of course, you know, all our players and all our communities are important to us everywhere. But in Turkey, it cannot be denied that there's a tremendous gaming audience, a tremendous audience of people with smartphones who are ready to explore the world with Pokemon Go. So for sure, this launch is a very big moment for us. We've planned a lot of great activities for this upcoming weeks. For example, we have a very large event in Istanbul Park next week. And then I think in the long term, we expect to be here in Turkey for the long term. We're not just here this week or this month. And we really hope that we can continue bringing great experiences offline, such as more events to parks, to malls, for you know people of all ages. And we're also really excited to produce culturally relevant content inside the game, working with, for example, our product team to develop things that are inside the game online, for example, that are relevant to the Turkish audience. So we're looking at certain holidays or cultural festivals. This is something that we really look forward to, and we'll make a better experience for everyone across the world, not just our amazing players in Turkey.
Türkiye'de Pokemon Go için hem oyun içi hem de fiziksel etkinlikler ileride görecek miyiz?
So we will definitely have some physical and offline activations here in Turkey. We have one planned for next week in Istanbul Park. We definitely want to invite as many players as possible who are interested to go experience that. And we're also looking forward to creating things inside the game that will be online. And for those experiences, very often something we can do is make it available not only to people who are here in the immediate neighborhood, but also everyone in the country, in the market, or even global. So we've been able to do something at Niantic through our team that we're very proud of, which is taking culturally relevant and local festivals or holidays and making them into global events. I think it's a really beautiful way that we use our game to help trainers all around the world get a taste and a flavor of different cultures and different people.
Pokemon Go'da yeni Türk oyuncuları çekmek için veya oyunu daha önceden bırakmış oyuncular için bunları geri kazanmak için neler yapacaksınız? Bir planınız var mı?
So I think the thing that's going to make the biggest difference for players, especially in Turkey for now, is that we are finally making a version of the game available in Turkish language, which is what we're here celebrating today. But in the long term, we have a lot of exciting content planned, and I think players will discover a lot of new features that we've added to Pokemon Go since 2016. These are features that really leverage a lot of things that gaming audiences are interested in. We've added things like gifting and postcards, which add a real-world friendship element to Pokemon Go. And we have some really cool features, such as the buddy system, where you can experience the Niantic AR technology through a Pokemon buddy. So there's many things to rediscover, and I think that's what we've been really excited about, is giving Turkish players the chance to rediscover what they loved in the first place, and then also discover new features and new parts of the game.
Niantic'in gelecekteki oyunlar içinde bu tarz çalışmalar görecek miyiz?
Yes. Well, at Niantic Labs, we are developing many other games using our technology. But at the moment, I think we are really focused on bringing Pokemon Go to Turkey. The Pokemon company has given us tremendous support in doing that, and we're really excited about this launch. But for sure, we're very excited about the potential of the gaming market in Turkey.
Son olarak eklemek istediğiniz bir şey var mı? Veya buradan Türk oyunculara söylemek istediğiniz bir şey var mı?
Not really. I think I'd just like to thank the strong community of players and trainers who have been playing here in Turkey all this time, all these years, and they're the reason that we're here today. If not for them, their support and also their passion, when we do things right and when we do things not as right, I don't think we would be here as quickly as we are today. So I'm very grateful for them and excited to meet them.
Okay. Thank you so much for this interview. Evet, bugün Niantic'in pazarlama müdürü Zoe Cheng ile birlikteydik. Pokemon'un ve Niantic'in Türkiye'deki planlarıyla ilgili bazı konuşmalar yaptık. Kendisine çok teşekkür ediyoruz. Bir sonraki röportajımızda görüşmek üzere. Hoşçakalın.